as I have been involved in, and that is when we take time to have an open microphone and to give you folks an opportunity to come and share a memory or two that you have of Maryland. And usually it's off to a slow start, but once one comes up and starts sharing, then the cycle of the dominoes takes effect and others begin to follow. So we have a microphone here that you can use, and I often say talk with the microphone close to your lips so we can hear you well. And so who wants to be first to come and share a memory or two that you may have of Maryland? Yes, come right on up. And when you do come, would you introduce yourself and tell us how you are related to Maryland?
Hi, David. I'm Aunt Marilyn's niece. We call her Auntie M. she married my Uncle David when I was just a little girl, a young girl. And my memory of Aunt Marilyn, I was at their house. I don't know, my memory is that I woke up at their house in the middle of the night and I had a terrible, terrible toothache. And I'd had it for a long time. And don't know why it was never taken care of, but I suffered with that sore tooth for a long time. And I woke up in this bad pain. And Aunt Marilyn was right there with this look of care and concern, like she was, as the dignified woman that she was. And she just took care of that. She said, "We'll take care of this." And the next day, my tooth was fixed. I don't know who paid for that, probably Aunt Marilyn. She just was my hero, and I loved her dearly. She was always just the most wonderful person. The best thing that ever happened to the Morris family. Yes, she was.
Amen.
I'm Rick, Mom's oldest son. I guess 58 years you'd think you'd be the strongest, but it doesn't feel that way right now. But Vicki and I were in the hospital room when the doctors came in to tell us how Mom's situation was. We knew it was bad, and Mom said, "How long do I have to live?" And the doctor said, "Just a matter of weeks." And Mom said, "Well, I guess I have just a few more weeks to go out. Tell everybody how great God is." So that was her. I miss you.
Wow, look at all these people here. My name's Dave. I'm Marilyn's husband. I just want to tell you how much I miss her. I'll never be the same again without her. I can't believe all the things we did together. All the trips we took, all the countries we visited, all the cruises we took. It was wonderful. And I love her so much, and I still love her. And thanks to God for sending Marilyn to me for all those years. 50 wonderful years. Thank you, God.
Uncle David was my mom's youngest sibling, and my little sister spoke before. Is this on? Anyway, every kid would be lucky to have an Aunt Marilyn. Every kid should have an Aunt Marilyn. She was a really positive influence in all of our lives. One of those people that just was positive and upbeat and encouraging and loving. Just amazing human being. I remember when Uncle David and Aunt Marilyn got married, like Pam remembers. They created a real-life Brady Bunch. Dave Jr. Became brothers, a brother of Vicky, Rick, and Steven. And going to their house was so fun. It was a beautiful home. They had a crazy black lab. Uncle David would get that lab running all around the yard, fetching everything. Aunt Marilyn was a great cook. The food was amazing. And just it was just a fun atmosphere, and you couldn't ask for a better auntie, that's for darn sure. And she was really proud of you kids, all you kids, and her grandkids. She talked about all of you a lot, and she just glowed when she talked about you guys. Then they moved, you know, we kind of lost track of them. We grew up and had kids of our own, and people moved around. But Aunt Marilyn and Uncle David moved back to Olympia about 11 years ago, and that was wonderful. We got to reconnect and got to know them as adults, go over there and have a glass of wine and sit on the porch, and it was, I get the inkling still now to do that. You know, every once in a while, I go, I've got to go see, oh, I can't go see him. Oh, man. It was just so much love in their home, and Aunt Marilyn gave you a big hug and a kiss and let you know that she loved you every time she saw you. I showed them around when they got to Olympia, proudly over beautiful Thurston County. They loved the Falls Terrace, and they loved Bud Bay Cafe. And we'd go and have happy hour once in a while, and just great memories. And one thing I'll never forget was her courage and grace in the face of her diagnosis. Just amazing. She made it easier on everybody as with her just fearless courage. It was really something to see. And she knew what her fate was, but she didn't drag us down or make us feel bad. She was amazing that way. Anybody noticed she died on Christmas Eve? And I think she wanted to make sure she got to that big party that was going to be the next day. Anyway, we miss you, Aunt Marilyn. But we know we'll see you again in a better and a wonderful place. And she's waiting for us when our turn comes, and we just miss her. So.
Thank you.
Yes, come on up and share.
Hello, everybody. My name's Molina Kocher, and my staff and my partner and my friends are over there. And we know Marilyn because Marilyn, she worked for us. Boy, this is hard. So we've known Marilyn for a long time, and we worked for a different practice. My partner, Nicole, and I did. And when we left our practice, I remember that we brought our staff over, and Marilyn was working with us at our previous practice. And from that day that we started our new place, Dr. Carney and I would regularly talk about how can we get Marilyn back here? How can we make space? How can we find things to do, and not because we needed someone to work there, but we so much enjoyed her presence. And Dr. Carney would often say to me, when I drive into my parking lot and I see her car, it just makes me smile. And she was always smiling, and to that end, for that reason, until the very end, even though she was working with us and at our office, we didn't know that she was uncomfortable, because she was so old school and so kind and so respectful. I mean, people aren't made that way anymore. And she would never tell us about what was going on with her. It was always, how are you, Dr. Kocher? How are you, Dr. Carney? How are the kids? Never, oh, by the way, I have this really bad pain. And when we finally tried to help her and gave her some meds, she would take one. And Dr. Carney and I would say, you know, you're supposed to take six. You're supposed to take eight. Get comfortable. And she'd say, I don't want to overdo it. And just everything about her was so respectful, so kind. And the one thing I think that impressed me the most out of everything that I knew about her and everything that I liked about her is that for somebody from her generation and her background and who she was, I mean, she was 78 or 77, and she loved everybody. And, you know, my personal background is that my husband wears a turban, we're Sikhs, my son wears a turban. She adored my kids and just always would say, he's the most beautiful boy. And he looked completely different than anybody she'd ever met. And she'd say, that guy is the cutest boy, the most beautiful boy. And she just would ask about him and just would say, bring him to the office. And I would say, oh no, what a terror. That's a big mistake. But she just saw the face of God and just everybody and loved everybody. And it's hard for me to think of somebody, you know, that really is like that. So we'll miss her. Thank you.
I'm Eileen Bloss, a member of New Hope Christian Fellowship and also a friend of Marilyn and David's. I met Marilyn and David when they came to our church, and that's how long I've known them. And they've always been very, very special to me. Last week, I was looking at my husband's cards that are on his bulletin board at Mother Joseph's Care Center, and he has had a massive stroke, and he had Parkinson's before that. I mean, he still has it, but the major problem is the stroke, and he has to stay there because he can't walk or sit or any of that. Well, here was a card, and I happened to look through the cards, and it says, God's love is always there for you. And it's signed, Love, David and Marilyn. So I had this sweet, fresh reminder of sweet Marilyn. Well, Marilyn is the kind of person that you like to be around. I'm going to repeat a lot of things that some of you have said, but I agree with you. And she's the kind of person that was positive all the time, regardless of her circumstances. She was always positive. She loved to tease, just loved to tease. And when my husband was able to come to church, he had his Parkinson's shuffle and the rest that goes with that, but he could walk. Marilyn would come up to him and she'd go, hi Milo, when are we gonna go dancing? And, you know, that just put a big smile on his face. And I just appreciated that so much. The fact that she was volunteering, too, when she was so sick. You'd never guess it in a million years. She's one of those that like you said, she kept it inside, and she reached out in love to others and would do anything for you. And she reached out in love to me many, many, many times. And I miss her. And she's a very special person and will always be in my life. Well, I wanted to say, whoever wrote this or found it to put on here, in every heart she touched, in every life she changed, in every thought she inspired, her love lives on. Absolutely perfect.
Fix that stand.
My name is Regina Hubler, and my husband Bill is over there. And we are neighbors of Marilyn and David, and even to this day, when we pull around the bend and drive in, the first place we look is to the left, to their house, because they'd either be on the porch or we'd see them and we'd wave, and we had porch parties. And lots of times we would get together and have a glass of wine in the afternoon. They would come down to our place, or we would go up to theirs. And it was just very wonderful friendship. And Marilyn is extra special to me because I had come to Seashore Villa several years after Marilyn and after my husband, Paul. But after my first husband passed away several years, Bill and I started walking together, and Marilyn sensed there was something there. And she kind of pushed Bill a few times to say, why don't you ask her out? And he did, and from then everything changed in our lives. And I just appreciate her so much, loved her so much, and miss her when I'm out in the yard too, because she would drive up through the alley and we'd get to visit. So she was a very, very special lady. And you are too, David.
We have time for a few more if you'd like to come and share. Last call. Going once, going twice. Here comes Vicki. Vicki, you come and share with us. For those of you who do not know, Vicki and her handsome young son here came all the way from Sweden to be part of this service. We really appreciate that.
My name is Vicki, or Little Marilyn, as I've been told. But I could never live up to Little Marilyn, never, never. This is something to my mom. Mom, as children, you encouraged us to wander. I remember you saying on one of our many, many camping trips, go ahead, kids, wander off a bit, have fun, be careful. But don't be late to dinner. And remember, I love you. Every evening, she would say to us, okay, children, wander off to bed. I'll be in shortly to tuck you in and say your prayers. And one by one, we would call her in her name. Mom, I'm ready. She would come in and she would sit beside us. And she would say a very special little prayer that I think we all remember today. It goes a little bit like this. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my Lord, my soul to take. As teenagers, we continued to wander. Although we didn't always make it back on dinner time, for dinner time, as teenagers seldom do. Eventually, Mom, you accepted the fact that we'd grown out of being tucked into bed. But you always peeked in, making sure we are home, safe and sound. In our young adult years, we wandered off a bit further from home. We wandered off to serve our country. We wandered off to get an education and to follow our hearts and our dreams and to become who we are today. At this point in our lives, Mom simply said, come back home anytime, kids. And remember, I love you, and I will always be here for you. We all came home throughout the years, and on your 75th birthday, Mom, we all showed up together to give you the surprise party you always wanted, but you never had. Mom, thank you for encouraging us to wander. Thank you for showing us the true meaning of unconditional love. You gave us wings to fly. You set us free in your gentle way, and you provided us a warm and comforting nest to come home to. You were always there through life's ups and downs, just as you promised. On Christmas Eve, it was your turn to wander. Mom, you wandered home to be with God. You are now safe in his arms with no more pain or suffering. In spite of everything you endured the last few months of your life, you continued to focus on the needs of others and remained faithful to God, because that is just who you are. We have not lost you. We know exactly where you are. And it is comforting to know that one day we will see your beautiful smile again. We love you and miss you. And we'll be forever thankful that we had just you as our mom. Thank you.